Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. from 1970. That is the sound of Richard Groove Holmes with Ernie Watts. The album Come Together, produced by Richard Bock. And that was Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Welcome back. This is Spinning Jazz, and it's Pete Evans till 11. And the personnel on that one was Richard Groove Holmes on organ, Ernie Watts on tenor sax, Dick Burke on drums, King Garrison on congas, Wilton Felder on Fender bass, Robert Norris on percussion, and Freddie Robinson on guitar. And next up, Candido.
Thank you.
Wars from 1988, Norman Connors and the Starship Orchestra, the album Passion, and that was a samba for Maria. And next up, we're heading back to the Pacific Jazz label once again for the second time in this second hour here on Spinning Jazz, and this time it's 1965, and it's the Gerald Wilson Orchestra from the album On Stage, and this is a tune that Gerald wrote called In the Limelight, and it really was an absolutely top-notch big band featuring Jules Chaikin, Bobby Bryant, Freddie Hill, Nat Meeks, Mel Moore, and Gerald Wilson himself on trumpets. On trombones, we have Bob Edmondson, Les Robertson, John Ewing, Ernie Tack, Jack Wilson's on organ and piano, Fillmore Jr.'s on piano as well, Joe Pass on the guitar, Roy Ayres on vibes, Victor Gaskin on bass, and Chuck Carter is on the drums. And then the reeds and flutes are provided by Bud Shank, Anthony Ortega, Teddy Edwards, Harold Landon, Jack Nimitz. This is Spinning Jazz. Thank you.
Thank you.
First hour this morning, that's another one of those fantastic Blue Note sessions that remained unissued at the time of recording for some mysterious reason. It was recorded in Rudy Van Gelder's studio, of course, in 1969, didn't come out till 1980, and it's one of his best sessions in my humble opinion. Larry Young, that is, the album is Mothership, and that was a tune called Love Drops, and the personnel was Larry Young on organ, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Herbert Morgan on tenor saxophone, and Eddie Gladden was playing the drums. We're going to stay with these organ groovers for one more, this time from 1969 again, and on the Verve label. This is Johnny Hodges and his album Ripping and Running, and this is a tune called Touch Love. And on here you're going to hear Hodges on alto sax, Freddie Waits on drums, Ron Carter on bass, Billy Gardner's on organ, and Jimmy Ponder is playing the guitar.
Thank you.
from one of my favourite records of 2024, an excellent hard bop session. That was the sound of Jacob Went with his quintet from the album Silver Street. And that was a tune called Sycamore Stomp. And you heard Jacob on the drums, Harry Ostrander on trumpet, Jimmy Immersion on tenor saxophone, Doug Carter on piano, and David Reynoso was playing the bass. You can still get that album, worth checking out, Hayden Records, HLP 8001. Definitely highly recommended, as indeed is the next one. This is from 2009. It's some Italian jazz on the Deja Vu label. This is the Quartetto Trevi featuring Maxi Anata, and this is a tune called Trevi's Theme. Maxi Anata is on the tenor saxophone, Dario Rossiglione is on double bass, Roberto Terenzi on piano, Marcello Di Leonardo is playing the drums. Full playlist at spinningjazz.wordpress.com. Self-released, self-titled, recorded in 1980. That's the sound of Quintessence and a tune called Breeze. And Quintessence consists of Ron Ankrum on keyboards and percussion, George Sovak on saxophones and flute, David Gadicki on trombone and recorder, Winston Johnson on drums, and Steve Muse was playing bass. That's it. Thanks for listening. Pete Evans signing off for another week. I'll be back next Sunday at 9 with another Spinning Jazz. Take care.